Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rat me, boys!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
Current and former athletes, members of the athletic department, and of course the best fans in the country all make up a very special group we like to call the Cyclone Family. Join me, Jamie Steyer Johnson, as I bring you closer to the people that make Iowa State unique each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast. Some names you may know, while others may be new to you, but one thing's for sure, this is one family reunion you won't want to miss. Each week on the Cyclone Family Podcast.
Hail, West Virginia. Hail, West Virginia.
Hail. Yo, this is Brandon Phoenix, a.k.a. I Also Hate Pitt. Yes, it's the RVK, the Raspy Voice Kids. It is not how you typically find us, but it is us. It is me flying solo. Yes, once again today. Very rare occasion, but it is the occasion. It's an occasion, I guess I should say. Jeremy's not able to join me today. Not a very long show. Just wanted to hop on and talk about what's going on in the Mountaineering universe. We have a lot. We have TBT. We got Alec Manoah. Josh Eiler elevated to Eric Martin's position on the bench with Coach Huggins. Want to give a big shout to Josh Eiler. Love that. Very happy for him. Want to see where that goes, how that progresses. But yeah, wanted to check in, wanted to tap in with Mountaineer Nation. And then just wanted to say, what about Mount Manoah on the mound, mic'd up for all of the United States to see, and not just the United States, the entire world, for them to see, for them to hear. It was impressive. But then he went out and got strikeouts. Who's the last Mountaineer to pitch in the MLB All-Star game? Who's the last Mountaineer to play in the MLB All-Star game? I don't think I remember any Mountaineer playing in the MLB All-Star game. And then Mount Manoah, Alec Manoah, represented in a way that wasn't just pleasing aesthetically. It wasn't just filth on the mound, but he was there entertaining. Somebody posed the question. I can't remember who it was. Let me look. Because I hate when I can't give credit where credit is due. Somebody posed the question, and they said, oh, it was not Tony Caridi, Faux Caridi on Twitter. When's the last time a WVU alum became a superstar for being this great on the field? So proud of Alec Manoah. I had to retweet because it's the truth. The last guy I remember being this good, this dominant, Pac-Man Jones. And I give me where I'm wrong. Pac-Man Jones, the last guy I remember being this good on the field, this kind of product on the field. It's been a while. So to see it in the major leagues, I'm loving it. I'm loving every bit of it. And I'm proud of it. And I'm proud to say we had him on the show. So if you haven't caught that, episode 128, we had Alec Manoa on. He answered all of our questions, including whether or not he pees in the pool, courtesy of JN Fiend. So you want to check that out, see what he had to say about that. He was great. Yeah, he was great. He was fantastic. Back to the question of Josh Eiler. A lot of people were questioning whether or not the position would be filled. I knew it would be because it had to be. You have to have those positions filled. Eric Martin couldn't just go become a head coach. Shout out to Eric Martin, friend of the show, a big friend of the show, showing so much love, including my days in Spain. Can't tell you all the things that happened in Spain, but I will tell you that we had some great times. And Eric Martin is a great friend of the show. And big shoes to fill for Josh Eiler. But you can't just let him go to South Carolina State and not have somebody fill the recruiting vacancy. You can't have somebody not fill the coaching vacancy. You can't have somebody not fill that role. So Josh Eiler, to me, director of basketball operations, just made sense that he would be the guy that would step up and fill that position. And Coach Huggins kept it in the family, which he's wont to do, and hired Josh Eiler. Makes perfect sense to me. And we'll see if it works out. I don't see how it won't. But again, we're happy for Josh Eiler. We're happy for Mountaineer Nation because I think it's a good hire. We'll see where it goes. We'll see how it works out. I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference off rip. I can't imagine what he will do or what he won't do that will hurt that much. He's been around the program for 15 seasons. He's already spent time as an assistant coach for part of those seasons. So he's just really a familiar face. Players know him. Deuce McBride showed love to him on Instagram. The guys are used to him. Coach Huggins is used to him. The other coaching assistants, Larry Harrison, of course, used to him. So it just makes sense. So, you know, that's what we got. We should be proud of him. We should be happy for him. We want to wish him the best, and we want to support him in that role. So we've talked about Josh Eiler. We've talked about Alec Manoa. Now I want to talk about TBT. If you don't know, you want to do RVK TBT to get your single session tickets at a discount when you go to Ticketmaster. That's RVK TBT. And the Raspy Voice Kids will be in attendance in Charleston, West Virginia for each and every session, at least one of us. We won't be there, both of us, for each session, but we will overlap for Sunday for sure. And then I believe, well, I'm not sure which days, but I know for sure that we'll be there together on Sunday. And then each one of us will be there for each of the remaining sessions. So regardless of Best Virginia heard that success, we will be there in the building. So come check us out. Have fun with the RVK, but more importantly, enjoy the TBT because it's in Charleston at the Coliseum and Convention Center there in beautiful Charleston, West Virginia. It's a privilege to have this in Charleston, West Virginia once again. It tells you what they think about the fan base there. It tells you that they believe that they're going to support basketball, that they're going to support Heard That, they're going to support John Elmore and I. Elmore, they're going to support Kevin Jones and John Flowers, and they're going to support Tavon Myers, they're going to support Devin Ebanks, they're going to support all the guys who are going to show up and show out and represent, really, for Mountaineer Nation, for Heard Nation. And if there's a clash, which we're really hoping that there is a clash, that they put on a show and that the fans are there to put on a show and make some noise in a building that didn't get as much as they hoped for because they didn't get that clash in years past. So we're hoping that that happens. We're hoping that we get that, and we're hoping that we can be a part of that. So, yeah, shout out to those guys, friends of the show once again. And we hope that all of you guys will be there in attendance. We wish we had a ticket giveaway to do this year, but we don't. We do have RVK TBT that you can use as a code when you go to fill out your Ticketmaster order for single session tickets. So make sure you do that. On the football front, not a lot going on right now. We had Big 12 media days. Neil Brown said his things. We talked about that last week. And like I said, there's not a lot to say so far. Things have been quiet on that front. The Big 12 talked about merging with the Pac-12. There were intense negotiations, and the Big 12 walked away. Brent Yormark walked away basically saying, we don't need you. You do not add enough value. So we're not going to do it. And I'm a big proponent of not doing things that don't make any sense just for the sake of saying you did something. So that's where we are. We didn't do anything. The Big 12 didn't do anything. West Virginia is in a good position. Geographically, no. Regionally, no. Historical rivalries, no. But money and safety, yes. And so that's what we're going to have to accept for now. Right now, that's what we get. That's what we got. And we're going to have to say, hey, we're happy. For now, we'll see what happens when the grant of rights are up in about 10 years for the ACC. Then things could be a lot different. But until then, I don't see anybody going anywhere from the ACC because that grant of right is way too big. And Notre Dame is trying to get $75 million annually for the right to watch them play football on television and other streaming services. And I bet they're going to get it, which means they're going to stay independent. And a lot of that's going to be if they connect or pair with the Big 12 for games that precede theirs at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. So we'll see what happens, but I don't see Notre Dame joining anybody, which means there's not going to be any conference expansion or consolidation for the time being. But that's all I got, guys. I told you it was going to be an abbreviated week. No, I got five on it. No going in. And of course, pop culture is its own segment. Pop culture. You can check that out on your own. Of course, Why We Hate. We did that. We already did Why We Hate Pitt. We already did the podcast. You can check out the video. It is up on YouTube or should be up on YouTube. If it's not up, it will be soon. Check it out. Check us out. Holler at your boys.
Social Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.